ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायण नमस्कृत राम जय राम देव सरस्वती नारायण याद याद अचरति श्रेयान इतरस ताद ताद इहते सा यत् परमाणं कुरुते लोकस ताद अनुवर्तते यद्यारचरति श्रेयान इतरस्तत् ताद इहते सयत् परमाणं कुरुते लोकस्तादनुवर्तते Ladies, any other Matajis? Another chance for the Matajis, and he will try. Yad, Yad, Acharati, Shreyan, let's go. Yad, Yad, whatever.
There should be some fluff. Just do it nicely.
Yad yad whatever acharati executes Shreyan, a first class man with full knowledge of religious principles, itara the subordinate man, tat tat that ihate performs, saha he the great man, yet, whatever, pramanam, as evidence or as the right thing, kurute, accepts, loka, the general public, tat, that, anuvartate, follows. Translation by His Divine Grace through the A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The mass of people follow the example of a leader in society and imitate his behavior. They accept as evidence whatever the leader accepts. Let us all repeat. The mass of people follow the example of a leader in society and imitate his behavior. They accept as evidence whatever the leader accepts. Srila Prabhupada's purport, although Ajamila was not punishable, the Yamadutas were insisting on taking him away to Yamaraj for punishment. This was adharma, contrary to religious principles. The Vishnu Dutas feared that if such irreligious acts were allowed, the management of human society would be spoiled. In modern time, the Krishna consciousness movement is trying to introduce the right principles of management for human society, but unfortunately the governments of Kali Yuga do not properly support the Hare Krishna movement because they do not appreciate its valuable service. The Hare Krishna movement is the right movement for ameliorating the fallen condition of human society, and therefore governments and public leaders in every part of the world should support this movement to completely rectify humanity's sinful condition. So the Prabhupada's purport, translation once more. The mass of people follow the example of a leader in society and imitate his behavior. They accept as evidence whatever the leader accepts. Yajada charati shreyan itarastad tad ihate sayat ramanam kurute lokas tad anuvartate. So a very similar verse is there in the Srimad Bhagavad Gita, and this is a very important principle. In the Vedic literature, it explains, and this is discussed between Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Srila Ramananda Rai in their special conversation. Srila Ramananda Rai is asked by Lord Chaitanya, what is the highest principle? And Srila Ramananda Rai, who is also Sri Arjuna, in his previous life, is motivated from within by Krishna and giving various very good reasons, astute reasons, what is the highest principle. And one of the principles he gives to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is that human beings need to follow the principles of Varnashrama in order to attain the supreme perfection. And Lord Chaitanya, understanding that this is a truth, but still rejects this as being external. However, that is in the higher order of things, that discussion between Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Ramananda Rai. It's external because even if one follows Varnashrama very nicely, and society is a society of gentlemen and ladies and gentlemen, civilized, still that doesn't assure the real perfection and achievement of the purpose of our life. Swanatisasya dharmasa shramahi eva kevalam. If one does not utpadaya yadiratim, if one doesn't achieve the shelter of the beautiful lotus feet of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Lord Sri Krishna, then all of these things, they're simply a colossal waste of labor. Just like Srila Prabhupada gives the example that we beat the rice previously in India. I don't know if any of you have seen it. Maybe a few of us in my generation have seen the hand pounding of rice. Have you ever seen how they hand pound the rice with the pestle and there's a little ring around? You've seen? They're still doing sometimes? No. You've seen they're still doing in villages? Yeah, yeah. But it's very delicious. When you grow really nice rice and you put it that way, not only is it very nutritious, but very tasty, especially the old rice. You keep it for 1 year and then you take it off. So the example is given that if one neglects the principle of life to achieve the shelter of Krishna, and even if one follows all religious principles, it is just like taking that husk of the paddy. It is what we're wasting. It is, we want the rice, not the husk. The husk, of course, has its own purpose. But that's another side. The analogy means the nearest common denominator. So here in this verse, as part of the beginning of this second chapter in the discussion of the pastime of Ajmil, chanting the name of Narayan, the Lord's name, at the time of his death, the Yamadutas have presented their reasons why Ajamil should be punished. And the Vishnudutas, after hearing that, they are correcting the misunderstanding that somehow has overwhelmed the Yamadutas in not understanding. Their misunderstanding is not understanding or not appreciating the potency and the supreme value of chanting the Lord's name, intended or not intended. So, in this case, in the verse and the purport, and also in the previous verse and the subsequent verses, the necessity of the leaders to act properly so that there can be Krishna consciousness is being advanced. This principle is being advanced. Yadyadata ti shayam. Sometimes it's said nowadays, if one watches television, they make an advertisement. Sometimes it comes in the newspaper. Some new product is there. And on the bottom of the new product, they say, as seen on TV. Have you seen that in the newspapers? As seen, so, as if that, you know, really makes it worthwhile. You know, some new product, or, you know, some new kind of device that you can cook rice without any electricity. You know, you put it out in the sun. There's so many devices. So maybe somebody's selling that, and they put it on TV and they advertise it. And just because they paid and put it on TV and advertise it, then they write, as seen on TV, as if that's going to the pramanam. So this is the pramanam. Any foolish person does anything foolish, but because they're rich or powerful or famous or very intelligent, well-educated or beautiful, they have some sort of shakti, then people say, oh, they're doing it, so we should do this. And this is very much, excuse me, this is very much how society has changed over the years. Any change that comes into society, I don't want to give a sociology course here, but any change that comes into society, mostly we're finding that the change that comes into society is really overall bad. That's a harsh thing to say today, because we don't want to appear to be advocates against improvement of society. That's not our main position. Srila Prabhupada writes in the teachings of Queen Kunti, he declares on page 14 that this economic development is nonsense. And he says that people will say, what is Swamiji saying? So Prabhupada goes on and he says, actually this is madness, this economic development. So the meaning is that we have come to the point that we evaluate ourselves in society by how much we are improving materially. So, but this is the opposite of the measurement by which we should appreciate how good a society we have. And the nature of this is that because leaders started to do this in all history, there's one after the other, one great civilization and then another great civilization, not just the Vedic civilization but civilizations around the world, and Vedic civilizations stretching back to the beginning of the history of known history, including in the Puranas. We find that occasionally some bright idea is introduced in society. Some powerful person comes and steers society through their influence towards a more materialistic viewpoint. And generally we call such persons rakshasas or asuras, because asura, they are against the spiritual principles. Spiritual principles and material principles, we were discussing this last time I was speaking, that the more materialistic our consciousness and engagement in the activities that come from that consciousness, the more difficult it is to advance in spiritual life. You've seen these scales where they're on the top and there's a beam and there's one weight and the other, and then you put the thing you need to weigh and the other thing you need to weigh. It's actually very clever. The weights don't equal that. But the more that we put on one side, then the other side is going up. And then they might be balanced, and then they might be off balance. So spiritual life and material life are exactly that way. What does it say in the... Can you make this just a little softer because it's getting some echo. What does it say in the back, Bhagavad Darshan? No. What does it say underneath? One by one, the first thing? Krishna, Surya, Sam. Maya, Haya, Andhakar. Jaha Krishna Sahanai Maya Dika. So this is the thing. This is the Maya and this is the Krishna. So Maya like this, when we're loading the society by the leadership, that this is how we should pride ourselves. See how much more we are materially advancing. And the cutting part of this, the really painful part of this, is that we start to look back on previous societies and thinking ourselves, manitam abamnitam ahimsa shantara, this is this adambitvam, this full of pride, the dhamba. Oh, you see, all these people who existed before us, they are foolish people. Why they were living in the villages? Only fools would live in the villages. Intelligent people, they build big cities. And they make so many wonderful contraptions. and they fly out in space from one country to another and from one planet to another. And this is how we should see whether or not we are worthwhile. Not only worthwhile as individuals, but worthwhile as a nation. There's a long charting of this. It goes back in the Vedas. We see there were various asuras. They became very powerful. And the first thing they did when they became powerful was what? They created sinful activities, but what they first did is the sinful activities is the outgrowth of another activity, is that they increased the material. Yeah, they built big cities and they amassed big armies and they wanted to amass great wealth and they created opulences. And they moved the identity from whatever it was, from spiritual to the material for the populace. And we can see this again and again in history. Sometimes there is a rise of spiritual consciousness. Some great personality comes. And then other people follow and they don't directly exterminate the rise of spiritual consciousness necessarily. But they push the rise of the material consciousness. To the point in the Kali Yuga, there is one gentleman, his name is Pritam Sorakan, and he wrote a very valuable, he did a very valuable study. He was the head of sociology and the founder of sociology in Harvard University. And he did 100,000 studies, literally. And what he studied was, he phrased it in a different way, but what he did, he studied how much materialism there was in art and music and song and dance. He called it sensate, sensual enjoyment, and how much spiritualism there was, because he was a researcher and professor, he didn't use the word spiritualism, he called it ideological. So, previously, a few centuries back, 97%, even in the West, things had a spiritual tinge to it. It had a spiritual mode and mood to it. And then as the people became enlightened, so-called enlightenment, you see now we're currently under the Kali Yuga, and the leaders of the Kali Yuga are the people we call Westerners. And their rise in civilization came because they started to thrust materialism over spiritualism. And they started to proclaim that we should see that a human being is a good human being, an advanced human being, by how much they're materially progressing. And when they first started to give this philosophy, it was not very appreciated, actually. There's different persons. One was Francis Bacon, and before him Roger Bacon. But they call it the Enlightenment. Human beings are now enlightened to think that those who do not make much effort, put much effort for material advancement, what are they? They're fools, they're ignorant, they're backwards, lazy people. And now we're advanced because we are going to push forward our material progress. And that is what human life is all about. And that is what Kali Yuga is all about. And these are the captains of the ship of Kali Yuga. So this Yad-Yad Archariti Shreyan, as described here, therefore it is so much important that the leaders of society to become as much as possible Krishna conscious. But those who advise the leaders of society, our movement is to create a Brahminical movement. The ISKCON movement itself is just one of many movements that Srila Prabhupada envisioned. Srila Prabhupada asked me, and he mentioned this to others as well, but he asked me personally. He said, now you help me to start the Kisan movement. the Vaishya movement. So ISKCON is the Brahman's movement. But the Brahman must not only be qualified with the 9 qualifications that are discussed in the Bhagavad Gita. Does anybody know them? Well, one by one. Shama, Tama, Tapa. Next one. Shantir, Jnana, Ardhava, and Astakam. And Astakam. So these are actually more qualities of purification of the consciousness. Because only when the consciousness is purified and Brahman, he janati, then he is absorbed in spiritual identification, then they can give proper advice to others. So we want as devotees to become qualified to advise the leaders of the world. But if we are less qualified than the people we advise, then we can create more chaos than there was before. So we have to be very careful and prepare ourselves, because this is very important. As long as there's no sanity in society, we can see, because people are going headlong into increasing their material identity, it becomes very difficult for Krishna consciousness. If you jump in the water, you're in a ship, and the big ship in the ocean, and some party is going on, some function is going on the ship. And everything, as long as the ship is good, you can enjoy the party just as if you're on land. But then you say, let's all jump into the ocean and take all the things with us. Well, all those things will make you sink into the water, because you put yourself in the wrong environment. So the happiness of the living entity, the sanity of the living entity, the ability to enjoy the material things, even properly. As soon as we become materialistic, the irony is that as soon as we become materialistic, we can't even enjoy the material things. Srila Prabhupada pointed out, you see, the advancement in Kali Yuga, that previously, to finance the Battle of Kurukshetra, Arjuna was selected, Dhananjaya. And one of the ways that he financed the Battle of Kurukshetra, he went to the places where kings were living, and there are piles and piles of dishes. They would use gold plates, not even silver plates. And after using one time, they would throw away. So Prabhupada gives an example that previously, even a poor person, they're eating off of silver plates. And now, the rich people, they're eating off of plastic plates. You can see it in your own lives. Some of us are a little older. Some of you are a little younger. But previously, say in India, even the nokars, they had nokari. Even the servants had servants. Is it not? And now, even wealthy people, they can hardly afford a full-time servant. So not that someone should be servant, not like that. But just people, oh, you're a rich person, you have a servant. You're a rich person, you have a driver. Previously, any middle-class person, little upper middle-class, they had a driver. Now you have to be Kropati to afford a driver. So from the material evaluation, maybe the houses are bigger. Now they advertise in America, the progress of America, that the house of 1954 is the size of today's garage in the United States. But in 1954, most people owned their house and didn't have a loan. But in 2008, when there was this economic problem, every month, some 100,000 Americans were losing their homes. They had big home, made of much more cheap material that can't last more than 30 years. They take a 30-year mortgage, and at the end of 30 years, their house is falling apart. Previously, the houses, they last 200 years, and they own them, and they never lose them. Now, the chance of losing a house is very high. Very high. And if you take this one statement, I don't want to continue the class too much longer. If you take this statement, is what is a society that you feel secure? There's a branch of the government in the United States called Social Security. It means that you give security to people for their necessities. That is, had to come by taxation. But previously, if you look in the villages, not only in India, we're in India, so we can give that as an example, but I've done a thorough study, and there's many books about this, and maybe someone will help me prepare some more books. You go all over the world. You go Africa, you go what's currently called South America, you go what's called currently North America, you go West Europe, East Europe, China, you go to Australia, you go all the continents, you go every single small village, and practically speaking, without exception, by the time a person was married, they would have a house for their wife and their children, and there was no mortgage. So sometimes the house is very simple and plain. One-room hut, you see. One-room hut. But there's no rule that in the village that you have to have a one-room hut. You can have two-room, five-room, but people didn't really care. Westerners would come, and they would go in the villages, and they'd see that things were not good, and they'd write a report, which is a good thing, where people were being exploited. But in that report they put, you see how these people are living. They're living in a single-room house of mud. How shame for them. Oh, how pitiful. But those people, I've traveled in the village. He's from the village, he's in the village. I've been to villages, 1,000 villages in India, at least. I traveled everywhere. And I've talked to people from tens of thousands of villages. And generally, when I was in the village, people weren't crying, oh, you see, poor me, I only have a one-room hut. No, they're not. It's not a big thing, you know. They're not bothered. They're actually quite happy. And they're not so troubled. One last example I'll give, and then conclude the class with the purport, is that I had the opportunity, I think I mentioned, to work with the Adivasis in Andhra Pradesh. And, you know, there are good omens and bad omens. Like in the Shastra it says, when you're going outside of your house, if you see the dobi, this is not a good thing. If you see the lady's hair without the sari, this is not a good thing. If you see the pot matka, the empty matka is not good. It should be a full matka. So many things. But with the tribals, there was only one inauspicious thing. If you were to see a policeman. There were no policemen with the tribals. I lived with them, like them, for 2 years. And at night, for 2 years, my roof is the sky. And at night, unless it's raining, I see the stars and the moon. And in the day, all day, I see the sun. And there's nothing but the sun and the stars and the moon. And these people, we call them aboriginals. These are the Koyas. Yeah. They're the real Andhras, as mentioned in the Bhagavatam. Actually, this is the real Andhra tribe, according to my experience. These people, we call them barbaric, but after getting married, they don't live with their wife. There's one little place where all the men stay, and the adult boys, and another little place some 100 feet away, near enough that the men can protect them. And the women are there with the small children, and the adult girls. And when the village decides, you know, the chief or the they don't exactly have priests, that there should be a baby, then they have one little hut. And the only purpose of that little, very small hut, one room, the couple, they go in there for some few minutes, and they do their deed, and they procreate the children. And this is how, as a foreigner, I learned about Garbhadhan Samskar. And these were called primitives, huh? But this tradition goes back 2 million years. Now, what is that state of... And the ladies, they were hardly dressed before I came, just a few years before I came. Some people came and taught these people to wear some clothing. Hardly they wore clothing. They hardly wore clothing. But no man is ever looking at a woman. They are, you can see they're, you know, them. They're not really dressed. But no man is ever looking at the woman. Never, never, never. And when the woman go to bathe, the man won't come 1 mile from that distance. Everyone knows. And if you're in the path, in the, even in the forest, and one woman stops, the man, he gets off the path and goes in the forest, keeps his back and lets the lady come back. You see, so much culture. And these are the Andhras are considered the lowest in India, right? Not the Andhra Pradesh, but these Andhra, the Koyas. According to Bhagavatam, Hierasa, Andhra, Pulinda, right? You know that verse? So these are the real Andhra. But what culture? You see? No man can ever think of bothering a woman. And the other day I was mentioning, I don't know if mentioned here, they did a study in universities and they asked the college men, if you can, no, it wasn't here. If you can get away, and I can't say it because before the deities and before the ladies, I can't use the word, R word. But if you can R something to the ladies and not get caught by the law, would you do it? You'd be surprised. I read 17 studies. They were compiled. And at least 18% of the college men, educated men, they said that they would do this to a lady if they could get away without getting caught. And in one of the main big universities in the United States, so shameful, this is a result of material education, 49%, these are such rascals with training, said that they'll do this to a lady if they wouldn't get caught. You see? Such a degraded society. Woman has to always be afraid. Someone was telling me about these devotees who are working in the BI from Ukraine and they went to Paraguay and then they got molested. And even in Vrindavan here, you know, it used to be safe. And even some 10, 15 years ago, women can't go alone, you know. People are... And India has also become so degraded because materialism. We're being taught 2020, we should measure India by how much we are progressing materially. And we, therefore, the same part of the message, because you can't give that message without the other part, that you have to sacrifice that India should progress spiritually. There's only two parts. And as much as you put emphasis on the material, then the spiritual is pushed out. Just like if you have water and you put a pump, and you, by force, you put in other water has to come out. One way we can clean it, but another way we can make it dirty. So this is where dirtying the heart of everyone, the leaders, they are doing this injustice by giving this propaganda that to be simple, to live a life which is spiritual, is the mark of fools. And all the people who existed before, they had little brains. Little brains. And we somehow or other have really high IQs and we're really intelligent because we can make something that flies in the sky and we can make tall buildings. But little do they know. They're so foolish that even the most foolish person, what is his name, who fought with Krishna and had the great aeroplane? Such a foolish person. He imitated Krishna's father and chopped off his head. The pastime in Krishna book? Shalva, yes. Yes. So Shalva, such a foolish person, he had a great airplane. You know, now they have the stealth jet. But Shalva had a super stealth jet. It completely disappeared. Yeah? And atomic weaponry. You see, we make an atomic bomb. My father actually was such a physicist, but he refused to do it. But in my childhood, when I was 8, I was discussing with my parents and my father how to make neutron bombs. But he refused to make it. But he had the brain to make it. But he wouldn't make it. Neutron bomb they wanted so that you kill the people and not destroy the cities. But you see, who was it who attacked Parikshit Maharaj? No, the Brahmana. He who launched the atomic weapon? Ashwatthama, yes. There you go. So Ashwatthama, he's just a young boy. But he had the capacity to launch a nuclear weapon that could enter the body of Kunti, but not hurt her body, but only specifically destroy Pariksha. So who is advanced? Who is better? A person
who by the time they're married has a house, and he has no mortgage, no tax on it, and he can say with pride, with heartfelt, I have given security to my children. Or a man, he doesn't know that tomorrow he'll get unemployed and he'll lose his house. Who is better? A person who knows they do some simple keti, and they're sure to feed their family. Is it not? Sometimes there's some drought. So even the poorest person in India, used to be, had at least 2 years of grain. Is it not? The ordinary villager, they had 2 years of grains. Especially wheat can be kept a long time. Rice can be kept for some 2 to 5 years. It's a very nice system. Everybody knew it. And even the poorest person, they won't eat the new rice. No, it doesn't have nice. It makes you sick. So at least they're eating 1 year, 2 year old rice. Now you can't even get 2 year old rice. Soon you won't even get rice. It becomes so scarce. So the ordinary person had 2 years of food. No problem, you see. And now people are worried. If you lose your job, my God, you lose your house, you lose your food, so much. So the question is, under this asuric bhav, yajada charitisha, where are we actually going? Are we giving people more security or giving them more insecurity? So the irony of material progress is the more that we apply ourselves to material progress, the more that there's uncertainty for every material thing. This is Maya. I think I'm progressing, therefore I've improved the material situation. But the more I try to improve the material situation without reference to Krishna, nitya nityanam chaitanas chaitanam, anybody know the next part? Echo, bahanam, yavidati. So this is already provided. Prabhupada gave the nice example. As soon as the child is born, then the mother, partly due to her love, Krishna responds. And before the child is born, there's no milk. But as soon as the child is born, the mother is able to provide milk to the child. Complete arrangement. But Krishna has given such a nice arrangement. And Krishna is so concerned about this arrangement. In the middle of this battle of Kurukshetra, just imagine how chaotic. Just imagine if this room was filled with some 2,000 or 3,000 crazy. We've had this here. Some many years ago, I was here and I was the manager of the restaurant at that time, and Chitrakar was the manager of the guest house, and Giriraj Maharaj was the president. And some of these tenants, it kept on going. This is the chakra of this juhu. You know, so the tenants, they got organized. Someone organized. Some bad incident was there, no doubt. One of our devotees did something wrong and one man was killed. It was very wrong. But these people, they didn't really care that the man was killed. They were going to use this as an opportunity. And they gathered some 2,000 people. It was a real jamila. And they had lattis and they had these with the flame, torches. And they were going to come and destroy it. And Giriraj Maharaj and I had to go into the crowd. That we were both prepared. We didn't know what was going to happen because they were really upset. So we both, you know, prepared ourselves. This Prabhu Maharaj, this may be it. So Krishna will, we'll see what Krishna does. So this is what happens. People become mad. The situation is that they become misguided by the leadership. So this we also have to prepare. This is the next stage of the Krishna consciousness movement. But we have to be more intelligent than the people we advise. We have to understand the more that you put emphasis on material well-being and leave out Krishna, the more that you will not have that material well-being. This is Maya. The more you try fully for material, it will slip between your fingers and you'll have no material. And even if you get the material, now people have so much. I was one of the persons I was preaching to, his name was Charitram. It's a long story. He avoided me 25 times. But I persisted. Yajara charati sreshtas, tatara eva tarojana. I persisted. Somehow I got him. passing by me, and he rolled down his window, and I asked him for some time. I went to his office. Then he tried to refuse me there. Anyway, as soon as I finally met him, he became 3 times member, and then he invited me to his house. And then that time after becoming member, he was a changed man. Prabhupada said, making a member is practically converting them. And we've seen this. Someone does something for Krishna, then immediately some change. Amazing, you know. Whatever it is they do for Krishna. It's not that we're after their money. We're not after their money. For Krishna, we can use that money. For Krishna, if they give some flowers, whatever is their capacity. So I went to his house and his wife told me, you see, my husband, her husband had gone upstairs. So she said, my husband, he has so much stress from his work. Very, one of the 10th richest persons in India at that time. Delhi cloth mills and so many other things. S.K. Lal was their brother-in-law, the wife's father, brother. And they had Eicher tractors. They were a very wealthy group. She said, you know, he has so much stress, he can't sleep at night. He's drinking. This is not good, you know. Adharmic. I said, you know, Srila Prabhupada said that reading the Krishna book at night is the Hare Krishna nightcap. I said, you try this. You have, now your husband has these books. You have the Krishna book. You read with him the Krishna book at night. So then I make routine visits to everybody, at least once a month, and I bring so many gifts. This is how to deal with anyone, not just because they're going to give us money. Everyone should be cultivated. So I visit them, and the first time she was a little new, you know, but she was very cordial, and he was very warm. But this time she was so happy. She said, I have very good news for you, Swamiji. Of course, they call everybody Swamiji. You know, we tried this. And your Hare Krishna nightcap, it really works. Now my husband is getting very good sleep. So, anyway, any questions? Yes.
I have a question and a comment. The question is, you were saying something that there was a study done by the students that if you are a woman,
yes,
and you know, get away with that, don't get caught,
yes,
what will you do?
Yes.
And the student said that, you know, they will keep doing more. Something like that.
I said that the minimum number, they did 17 studies, and the lowest percentage in any study was 18%. They said they would do this.
Right.
And in one of the most prestigious universities in the world, I think it was Harvard, they said 49%, I mean so shameless, said that they would do this to a woman if they would not get caught.
Right. So my question is, this is one side. Do you mean other side of this?
Means?
Like you are comparing, you know, today economic development, security, and you know, nuclear bomb, and those day. So you are trying to compare something that you missed out. I mean, you didn't say. I mean, I just wanted to understand that.
Yes,
but
I was giving the example compared to the tribals as an extreme example, the most unmaterialistic society, where a woman, she had no fear. And the more that a society becomes materialistic, the whole thing becomes degraded. Materialism doesn't lead to elevation in a wonderful civilized society. The more it becomes materialistic, the more that they suffer from all types of problems.
Thank you, Tajay Prasul. This is a wonderful class. The comment, I don't dare to do that, but I just see here that how the importance of behavior has been given, you know, that over our just talk and instruction. In this verse, it said, Yad yad acharati sreyan itaratas tat tat ihate. So there are 4 times stress is given on personal behavior by using the word yad yad and tat tat.
Yes, very much so.
Whereas on giving simply a talk or instruction or so on and so forth, sayat pramana, you know, giving
evidence.
evidence. Sayat pramana kurute lokas tad anuvartate. Only one time yad and one time tad. So personal behavior has more weight than our evidence.
Yes. That personal behavior is such an important thing. Absolutely. Whatever the fools do, everyone follows. There's that one animal, what is it called? And it runs and runs. No. There's one animal, it runs and runs, and it runs off the cliff, and they all fall in. No. There's some other animal. No, not the sheep. No, there's some other animal. I just can't remember right now. But there's one small animal, and they have this, many of them die. And one is running, and all of them are following. No, it's not sheep. And they're running off the cliff, and they fall in. There's some example. Didn't sleep. Huh? No, it's some peculiar animal. It's not a common animal. Lemming. The lemming. So one lemming is stupid, and is running and running and running, and is not seeing that there's a cliff, and he just runs off. Boom, boom, boom. They all run off and fall into the cliff and die. You see, one idiot is doing like this, and everyone sees. Prabhupada gave that example that he saw in the Charlie Chaplin film. This is, then we end. You know the example? Yes. This one fellow is sitting on the bench, and some kid nails his tail and tears. And when he does that, this is new fashion. One fool following another fool. The blind leading the blind. This is crazy, you know. So we have to give intelligence, you know. It's a very difficult thing. You have to know how to convince people. Because until the leaders change, then the innocent people, they are victimized. You follow? As much as we try to set an example, that's nice. Certain people will understand. But in general, they can't. You know, this is Kali Yuga. And therefore, it is very important that we learn how to approach those who are the leaders and influence them to cooperate with us. At least that. Anyway, thank you all very much. Thank you for your comments, Prabhu. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna.